School of the Master, Lecture 3, Art of Meditation. Art of Meditation. How does the School of the Master teach the art of meditation? What are the various levels, the various attitudes of the art of meditation? How do we meditate? Is it an art, or is it a skill, or is it a training? Is it something we can learn, or is it something we are naturally born with? Is it something that is intuitive in our being? What is it? What is the art of meditation? Many people would like to have you share the art of meditation and would like to tell you what the art of meditation should be. And many people would like to tell you that their technique of the art of meditation is the only technique that should be followed. Schools are all over the world teaching the art of meditation. And it's just like teaching, how do you love your beloved? How do you love your beloved? How do you love your sweetheart, your wife, your husband, your lover? How do you love that special person? How do you love your mother? How do you love your father? How do you love your children? How do you love your pets? And as I watch members of our staff here loving their pets, I think to myself, hey, this is interesting. Today, they love their pet sort of demandingly. Tomorrow, they love their pet sort of just unconditionally. And then the next day, they just love their pet and they don't care whether their pet loves them or not. They just love their pet with all their heart and all their soul and all their being, and their pet just sort of melts in their presence. They walk up to their pet when they have nothing on their mind, and their pet just says, yeah, I'm getting love. And that's the art of meditation. That's the art of learning how to connect. What does meditation mean? Meditation means you're connecting with your divine self, pure and simple. It doesn't mean you're connecting with God, because God is the overall, God is overall. And how do you connect with God overall? You'd like to say, I'm one as God, I'm connecting with God, but the truth is, you're connecting with yourself. Now, have you ever connected with yourself? Have you ever sat down and just felt good to be in your presence? Have you felt you were important enough to be alone with yourself? Not to have a book, not to have a dog, a cat, a goldfish, or a television, or anything to distract your attention? Are you good enough to be with yourself, by yourself? Are you really? Now, that truly is the art of meditation. The art of meditation is the ability to be 100% at home with yourself. 100% at home, feeling who and what you are. Liking yourself, just the way you are. No improvements, no changes, no additions. As they say in the restaurant, no substitutions. You take what's served as the dinner plate. No substitutions, no changes. Okay, you're going to the dinner table, the restaurant. You're going to the restaurant of meditation. And you go into the restaurant and you say, I would like to have a meditation on peace. And the restaurant says, oh, we have a very good order of peace. You order this peace and you really feel peace. Well, your associate comes in there and says, I want to meditate on independently wealthy. I want to be abundant. Majority of our menu is on abundance. And so then, the kids come in and they say, I want to meditate on happiness. I want to meditate on having fun, being myself and having fun, being myself. The kids really got the message, didn't they? So they want to be themselves and have fun. Now, what does the waiter tell them? He says, kids, all of you, come with me. He takes them away from the adult table, the serious adult table, and takes them to a corner with a round table. And on the table are computers, and on the table are games, and on the table are crayons, and on the table are all sorts of things. And then the kids say to the waiter, hey, waiter, is this all that we get for our meditation? And the waiter says, this is what most kids want. And the kids say, well, we've got some pretty wonderful parents, and they've taught us about meditation. And they said, meditation is being yourself and having fun. It's not meditation of going out and looking for things, playing with the computer, or playing games, or playing with crayons and drawing pictures. That's not what it's all about. And so, so the waiter says, well, just a minute, let me talk to the management. So the waiter goes back, he talks to the management. He says to the management, we got some pretty special kids here. I'd like you to come and hear what they have to say. So the management comes and listens to the kids and says, Yeah. You're not the run-of-the-mill kids. You're very special. He says, we know. Come with me. So he takes them into yet another room. And here is a room with a velvet curtain all the way around, beautiful, and a velvet roof, beautiful, and just a candle lit on the table, beautiful candle, but it's a golden candle. And then there are beautiful meditation chairs that the children sit on. There's no food, there's no distractions, no nothing. Maybe the candle's a distraction. And the management says, all right, children, I think this is the level you're interested in. And all the children say, oh, this is like we do it at home. And the management said, I kind of thought it might be. So the children sit in this beautiful room, quiet. They don't see each other. They just see the flickering candle on the table in front of them. And the table is almost at floor height, just a little raised. And the whole room is just a flickering glow of beautiful golden light. And they say to themselves, okay, I now know who I am. Ooh-wee! I now know who I am. That's the art of meditation. Well, to meditation, according to the dictionary, you think on something. You're thinking on something. Now, what are you thinking on? Do you think on I'm rich, I'm healthy, I'm happy, I'm living in a glorious world? Or do you think, I know who I am. I like who I am. I am divine. I like me. You see, when you take a point of reference for your meditation, then your meditation gives you that result. But when you take, and I would call this an advanced step, although I hate to call it an advanced step, but when you take this step, you go into your meditation and you let go and you let all be forgotten. You're not concentrating on one point whatsoever. There's not one little point you're thinking about. You're not thinking about anything in your meditation. Well, then that's not a meditation. I write my own dictionary. Meditation, for me, is when you are lost in your inner self. You're lost in your divine awareness. And being lost means you're unaware. You're unaware that you are you. You're unaware that you're alive. You're unaware that you have a family. You're unaware that you're in a room where anybody else is. You're number one. You're unaware. You're in your meditation of introspection. You're listening in yourself, to yourself, and yourself is your divine self. There is no human self. There is no human self when you go into meditation. the minute you take a human self in meditation, you're merely manipulating. You're merely choosing to say, I want my meditation to make me rich. I want my meditation to make me healthy. I want my meditation, you see, and that's the human self. Now, the divine self, you go in your divine meditation, and your divine meditation says, I am all. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am all these things. I have nothing to desire. I have nothing to want. I have nothing to search for, nothing to desire and need in my life. None at all. I am perfect. I am happy. I am fulfilled. I am glorious. The art of meditation is not so much meditating, but it's an art of choosing what you're going to do in your meditation. Am I going to be meditating on things, on desires, on goals, or am I going to be meditating on my allness? I am divine. I am fantastic. I am glorious. You see, the minute you start meditating in that way, everything else, every other desire, is fulfilled and fades away. Because desires that you have that are fulfilled fade away. Once you have accomplished your desire, you're no longer going after your desire. Once you have found that man of your heart, that woman of your heart, you're no longer searching for them. And then, as you have them and you live with them, if the man or woman of your heart is not living up to what you think they should be, then you want to change them. And when you want to change them, you don't have that ideal person any longer. So with the man or woman in your heart, you constantly say, I have the ideal man or the ideal woman in my heart right now. I am fulfilled. I am fulfilled. I have the ideal meditation on my own inner self, on my introspective self right now. And I am fulfilled. And you see, then you enter into another state in your meditation. And this is the state that everyone would like to enter into and everyone is searching for. The state of bliss. The state of beingness, knowingness, havingness, experiencing it. And when you know and be and have and experience these things, you no longer want something. You no longer need something. When you have the perfect spouse, you don't want to change him. When you have the ideal marriage, you don't want to change it. The ideal marriage is where each of you are just having a ball together, living your individual lives and enjoying each other's company just like you did before you got married. And that's what marriage is really all about. It's just a companion to share things with. And maybe to parent your children. That's all good stuff too. But you see, the thing is, we forget. We forget what marriage is all about. We forget what raising children are all about. We forget what being happy is all about, being ourselves and having fun. We forget what that's all about. But when we enter into the art of meditation and truly let go and let our divine self be revealed in all of its perfection, in all of its wonder, in all of its delight, in all of its joy, when we do that, then you know what happens to us? When we do that, everything comes up roses because we are in bliss. When you are in bliss, you are in the allness. Now, just boggle your mind for a minute and pretend that you are the kind of God that you think God is. Now, you think that God is a God in all the universe. God is a God everywhere present. God is a God, all knowledge, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. Think of God. That's not true. God is not all knowledge. God is knowledge. There is nothing that God is. All of God is knowledge. There is nothing for God to be powerful over. God is the power itself. And there is no place otherwheres to be than here and now. So, God is omnipresent, we say, everywhere present. There is no everywhere. There's only here. And so, it's quite natural that God would be there. And so, now, if you and I can think of God in that light, and then we say, okay, how would I as God respond as I look at my universe? Not that. How would I as God respond as I look at my universe? How would I create my universe as God? How would I create the universe as God? Perfect. Faultless. Fantastic. Fulfilled. Then where is there any need for change? Where is there need for improvement? How would I, as God, respond? Well, smile. It's great. It's beautiful. I am not a fool. I, as God, do not create things that are changing. I, as God, create the ideal creation. There's no improvement, there's no deprovement, there's no way it's going to be better or worse. It is. And you see, when we can enter into our meditation with the realization that all is fulfilled right now, revealed right now, fantastic right now, when we enter into that state of consciousness, then what happens to us? Then that is what we experience. We can only experience what we prepare ourselves for. Now, what do you prepare yourself? How is your meditation? The art of meditation, well, sort of goes out the window. But the thing is, meditation is when I am recognizing that God and I are one. And of course, I shouldn't recognize that because it makes me sort of think that God is separate from me. And I'm linking up with God. But I just say, I am God. Not God and I are one, but I am God. And when I say I am God, then as a creator God, I'm not stupid. I wasn't born yesterday. I don't create something that needs improvement. I don't create something that is going to evolve and develop and grow like a little baby into a larger person. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to have a puppy dog that I love and then have a big dog that I love. I'm not going to do that. It's done. At every state in our consciousness, it is done. You are living in, let's say, 1999, and it's done. It's wonderful. You're having a great and glorious time. You have your puppies and your cats and your people and your things and your houses and your whatever. Then now it's 2003, and you're living in 2003. It's done. You are God with a finished universe at that experience. You're not trying to improve it there. You're living with it as it exists, and you're saying, wonderful, you're in ideal meditation. And then along comes 2010. And 2010 is different from 2009. So along comes 2010, and there you are in 2010. Do you think that you have grown from 2009? No. Do you think you're going to be better in 2011? No. You think you're living in 2010. You think that you're living in that particular year, at that particular moment, in that particular time, in that particular place. You're not trying to make any improvement. You're not trying to be anything that you're not. What are you being? What are you being? You're being yourself. And you're being a happy person. Now, the art of meditation is what we do all the time. We should probably not call it art of meditation, but just plain meditation. So, you're sitting here listening to this talk, and you're saying, that's interesting. Another way to look at meditation. Nice, positive way to look at meditation. joyful way to look at meditation. Good. Okay, now, what is there about it that makes it an art? Well, we look at an artist as one who creates, as one who brings forth something on the screen. Well, yet, the artist does not do that. The artist creates something he has already seen in his consciousness. He creates something, or he brings forth something that he already has inside him. Now, the author, where did they get their book from? Did they get their book from their neighbors and their friends? No. They got the book from within themselves. Their neighbors and friends may be in the book because their neighbors and friends are part of their life, but it's the artist, the author, who wrote the book. He has the art of writing in him. And this art of writing is the joyful thing about it. Okay, now, cool. How much human, more human can you be? Let's take it a step further. Now, we say, I am God. I am God. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of everybody and everything in my world. My goodness, I must be very active and very attentive to be the creator of 7 billion people today. You know, glorious. And I'm responsible. I'm responsible for creating them the way I create them. Now, am I creating all the people on earth today whole and perfect? It'd be nice if you did. Are you creating all the people on earth today rich, happy, being themselves and having fun? Well, not a bad idea. Are you creating all the things in your life as being magical and wonderful? You can. Do you want to? And the answer is no. You don't want to. Because are you going to go to a movie, a documentary, a movie, of showing plants and showing how they grow and how they unfold and how beautiful they are and how lovely they are and how gentle they are, maybe a little bit of music in the background to make it more romantic? How many people go to that kind of a movie, you know? Now, you have a movie with a little bit of action in it, and more people go to that. You have a movie with a lot of action in it, and everybody goes to it. And you have a movie with tremendous just action, 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 and this is it's a sellout. It's a big, successful movie. Millions of dollars. Billions, maybe. All right? What does it tell you? It tells you that our modus operandi, the way we think, the way we act, is with violence, with action, with activity, with movement, with something to stimulate us. And why do we need something to stimulate us? We need something to stimulate us because we haven't learned how to be peaceful within ourselves. We haven't learned how to really enjoy living in our own peaceful presence. We haven't learned how to be living in our own relaxed consciousness. We haven't learned how to be the God that we are and see it done now. Okay, I'm God. And I'm meditating on the idea. And I'm God, and I create everything perfect now. No other time. I create everything perfect right now. Okay. Having created everything perfect right now, everything is perfect right now. Those in my creation live in my meditation. live in my peace. And if I am not peace, you will see the violence in the world. If I am not peace, you will see the life unfulfilled in my world. If I am peace, you will see a world of harmony, of love, of right action. You'll see a world where everyone loves one another. Everyone delights in being in each other's presence. Everyone is happy as can be. That's what you do. But if you have the idea that you're the creator with God or not, and what you create is trouble, can you tell me, out of your meditation, how many world conflicts are going on in the world today? Now, your mind is beginning to think about it. Can you tell me how many people unkindly shoot another person in one day's time around the world? How many people do that? Can you tell me how many little children are suffering from starvation around the world? Can you tell me how many children are ill with uncontrollable diseases that are not being controlled around the world? Can you tell me how many children and adults, but children, who need glasses and who don't have them? And we have stockpiles of glasses. We throw them away every year. People die and they no longer need their glasses, whatever, and they just get thrown away. Now, how many people need them? Now, unfortunately, as I am speaking, instead of each of you saying to me, all are complete and perfect right now, all are in balance right now, all have every desire fulfilled that makes their life happy and fulfilled, you don't say that. You begin counting the people involved in those situations that you read about in the newspaper, the television. So you go to Wikipedia and you go into the news and you go into all these things and you say, people who need glasses around the world, children who need glasses around the world, people who knew how many wars, where wars are being fought around the world, where conflicts is being shot, how many people are shot every day by someone, you know, by someone, of course, whether they're self or someone else. It's all there. It's all there. Now, if you want that knowledge, it's there. All right. Now, let me ask you a question. How many times have you looked up in Wikipedia and asked the question, how many people were not shot by other people around the world? How many people live to be themselves and have fun in the world? I doubt that someone's taking a measurement of that. How many people in the world have done something nice to somebody else? Just anything. Have given a gift to someone, have just reached out to someone and said, here, take this, you know. How many times have you seen a street person standing on a busy street corner begging for money, saying I'm homeless, saying I don't have a job, saying I'm ill, I need help, my family needs help? And how many of you turned your head the other way? Did you rather look at that person and say, I see you whole and perfect now. I see every desire of your heart fulfilled right now. Well, maybe they should get to work for it. Maybe they should go out and earn their living. Maybe they should go and get to some organization that helps the sort. No, you and me, we. What is your meditation on? Is your meditation on the appearance or on what you want? Are you God? Are you the creator of the world? Are you saying, hey, you're surrounded by my pure white light of love. You're fantastic right now. Every desire of your heart is fulfilled right now. Do you ever say that? Do you ever say that? And if you do say that, then you're coming along pretty good. But most people don't. And the reason that most people don't is because they see that and they feel guilty. They feel guilty that they cannot help every person on earth who needs help. Well, the help that every person on earth needs is our creation of them in our world as fulfilled in every beautiful way, as being the expression of the ideal divine man, woman, and child. When we do that, then what happens? When we do that, then we are actually living meditation. And to live meditation is to return to our original purity and integrity. What is our original purity and integrity? Our original purity and integrity is our God self, our divine self, who we really are. Are we whole or are we not? And if you think that you're not, then you're telling the divine in you that you have another game you want to play. It's not bad. Stupid, perhaps, because who needs pain in their life? Who needs unhappiness? Who needs the lack of fulfillment in their life? So you say to yourself, I am that I am. I am divine. I am fulfilled right now. I'm living in my fulfilled being right now. I return to my original purity and integrity. Why do I say original purity and integrity? I say original purity and integrity because that is how I originally created every being on earth, to be whole and perfect, to be fulfilled, to be glorious, to be fantastic. Can I create any differently? Now, I have the art of meditation that allows me to return to the days of yesteryear, you know, and be in that experience. I can dream of tomorrow, and I can see myself living on the 33,000th century. You know, I can see myself back at the first century. I can see myself walking the streets with Jesus the Christ, you know, and not appreciating him at all. How many appreciated him? None. Even his disciples didn't appreciate him. I could walk with the Buddha. Would I appreciate him? I would think he's a big fake. He allowed himself to eat poison food and pass on. Well, big deal. What did I learn from him? What did he say? He said, we are a multifaceted being. We should listen within. We should listen to the divine within. All great teachers and all great leaders and all great theologians and metaphysicians say, go within. Go within. You are a dumb little child. And your mother says, sweetheart, come here. What did you just do? Nothing. Okay. Well, you go sit over in the chair here. And when you are ready to tell me what you just did, then we'll go on from there. But Mom, I didn't do anything. Well, you just go and sit there. I'll be sitting here until doomsday. Well, then you sit there till doomsday. Supper time comes. She's still sitting there. Bedtime comes. She's still sitting there. Mom, can I go to bed? Nope. You sit in that chair till you remember what it is that you did. But Mom, I long since forgot. Well, you remember. What did you do? What did you do that you forgot? Well, I was unkind. Yeah. Now, is that something to be so mean to me about if I'm unkind? No. If you can learn to be kind rather than be unkind, that's something you'll have for your whole life, and you'll be the happiest girl in the world. But if you don't learn the little steps along the way, the little thing, saying that you're a kind girl means that you are loving, you're generous, you're helpful, you're happy, you like yourself, and so on. But Mom, no, sweetheart, when you're ready to tell me that, then we're ready to go on. But Mom, even God wouldn't do that. He'd forgive me. Well, sweetheart, I have nothing to forgive you for because you did nothing to me, but you did something to yourself. Now you don't want to forgive yourself. You just don't want to do that anymore. You want to learn the new program for yourself. But Mom, you sit there and you meditate now. Meditate, oh, I hate meditation. You sit there and you meditate. And you come to the conclusion. Well, now, you say, what a terrible parent. And what a gosh-awful parent. What a mean parent. And that parent is more loving with that child. Because that child will come to a conclusion about itself and its world more quickly, more powerfully, more significantly than any other test would have done it. True? If the mother had gone along step by step every moment of her life saying, be kind to your brothers and sisters, be loving to hear, and said that, but she doesn't. She doesn't say it because she doesn't remember it herself. But when she finally gets to the point of making discipline, then she says it very strongly. Well, now, when you finally get to the point of making discipline with yourself in your art of meditation, then you will meditate on one thing, just one thing, and you'll meditate on being yourself and having fun. You'll meditate on the fact that you are God and you created all the people on earth being whole and perfect right now. All the people on earth being harmonious and joyful with one another. Not no war, not no illness, not any of those things. It's what you would create. You create positive thinking, positive living, positive action. And that's what it is. And now, yes. And there is no yesterday. There is no meanness of yesterday. There is no war that was conducted yesterday. There's no Holocaust. There's nothing that we dwell upon in the past or the future. We dwell upon all that is right now in the present. And when we dwell on the present, then we are truly training ourselves in the art of meditation. There are types of meditations that we could study easily. Ways of sitting on the floor and getting in the lotus position and crossing our legs or doing whatever. But sit however it is that you may sit or stand and stay awake. And be alert with what you're doing. Because your greatest enemy in meditation is sleep. Because sleep wants to just say, don't bother thinking anymore. Don't bother worrying anymore. Don't bother concerning yourself with that stuff anymore. Just let go. From one point of view, that sounds good. But let go says don't be responsible. And we do not teach responsibility. But we do teach, like yourself. I like me, I like me, I like me. And when you like yourself, you will do everything, truly, that is responsible. If you are a loving, caring person, you will not be an unloving and uncaring person. If you have created a child, you will not dismiss yourself from that child's presence until that child can go on their own. And that depends on you, what age that is. That could be 5, 10, 15, 20. It didn't matter. And if you can create, seriously, if you can create your children to go on their own after birth, that's the most beautiful thing in the world. But what is it you're creating them? You're creating each infant, each child, each newborn as a master, as a genius, walking the path of total perfection, walking the path of living in meditation, living. Now, what do you think about meditation? The world is peace. The world is harmony. My body is whole and perfect. My relationships are all ideal. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me, I like me. You see, you're living your meditations. You're living these things. Now, when you live them, there's truly nothing more for you to do. There's nothing more that you have to do. But if you don't live them, all of your life, you will feel empty and you will feel your search goes on. I amuse myself occasionally hearing people talk about their spiritual journey, their spiritual search. They're looking within, as though it's someplace to look. Within is someplace to be. You are your divine self. You are your God self. You cannot ever not be God. You can never not be God because you're always God. You can never not be something that you are. Now, being a woman or a man is immaterial. A child or adult is immaterial. Some children are utterly amazing with their wisdom. Some adults are utterly amazing with their lack of wisdom. But why would we create them? Do you create a bird of a feather flocks together? You heard that? So birds of similar feathers fly together. Well, you create all in your world exactly how you are. And if you're surrounded by beautiful people, you are a beautiful person. If you're surrounded by people who are looking for trouble, who are looking for faults, who are picking on other people, who do not carry through on their responsibilities, that's how you are. Anything that you don't like in your world, you are that. And so if you would like to change anything you don't like in your world to what it really is, then be it yourself first. Be it yourself first by saying, I like me. I am divine. I am fantastic. I am glorious. I am wonderful. I am the expression of all that is good. We had a little cartoon someone gave us a long time ago. The little boy saying, God don't make no dummies. God don't make no dummies. We can understand that. But can we realize God makes only geniuses? God reveals only geniuses. Now let's take that a step further too. We have dummies in the world, and we have geniuses in the world. And we have a choice, be a dummy or be a genius. Now, why would we want to choose to be a dummy? We want to choose to be a dummy when we don't want to take responsibility for something. We want to choose to be a genius when we want to reveal all the magnificence that is within us. And do we have magnificence within us? Do we have greatness within us? Do we have goodness within us? Do we have the allness within us? Are you ready to know that and experience that and be that right now? You can. But you can only be that if you yourself make the decision. So, the art of meditation. The art of meditation is making a choice. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like me. I meditate on I like me. I meditate on I am divine right now. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I am peace. I am love. I am abundance. I am joy. Every good and beautiful attribute that you could ever dream of for yourself or another. See it done. And then say to yourself, I created the world and everyone that's in it. And I created everyone harmonious with everyone else. And there now is peace on earth because it began with my thinking. And I think peace on earth now and always. And I am peace on earth. That's my art of meditation. I love you.